For the 10th year in a row, a small workshop in the Prague neighborhood of Vršovice is hosting a group of students from the US, India, Australia and other countries who come to learn how to make traditional Czech marionettes. The man who runs the courses and who teaches his international students everything they need to know about puppets is Miroslav Trejtnar, our guest in this edition of One on One. When I visited his workshop, the course was halfway through, and the students had just begun carving their puppets, which, as Mr. Trejtnar says, is one of the most exciting stages of the program.
Carving is usually the most popular part of workshop. We spend 3, 4, 5 days if they need carving, so it's always the most interesting part. They create the character, they create the design they dreamed of before they came. So when this is finished, when puppet is carved, they paint, they make a costume with our teachers. We have a teacher for painting, we have teachers for costume design. Then we put strings on a puppet, we make controller, so they dreamed puppet is becoming alive. So it's again the most exciting time of a workshop, so they can start manipulating. So we have again teachers, professional puppeteers who are able to teach them how to manipulate, how to walk, how to sit, how to move with the puppets. So it's complete process, and in the end of workshop they make short show, 20-30 minutes long show with their newly made puppets, so it's really complex.
The final show, do all the puppets come together? Because what happens if all the characters are different from different eras and environments and cultures? How do you work with that?
That's actually a very exciting moment. So we have students from all the world, from Japan, America, Australia, Ireland, Italy, Iran, Iraq, whatever. And during the workshop, they work on a story. So the teacher of manipulation, she's coming through that production process. Mm-hmm. She asked them about the story. They build the story, they put it on paper. And in a story, the story have to be adapted the way that all characters will be able to perform. So even we have soldier, we have a princess, we have a king, all should be adapted in that story. And then when story is made, all people are participating and they enjoy it. Usually it's big fun.
Who comes to your workshop? Is it people who are just interested in the puppets themselves, or are they professional or perhaps aspiring puppeteers?
It's mixture of people. Usually we have like young students from universities, from theater schools, or designers, students who study design for a theater. That's like typical part of our student group. And then we have professional puppeteers who want to improve, so they maybe are using hand puppets or different style of technologies, but they don't know how to build marionette, this European style marionette we are teaching how to build. So they come because they want to improve and they want to use these puppets in a show. In their show, they have a plan, so they come with some typical character they want to make, and then they make more at home. And then we have some people who simply never did anything like that, but they are interested. They are in period of life when they want to change their life, for example, or try something new, something different. So it's a mixture of people.
The Czech tradition of puppeteering is, of course, very long and ancient and very rich. What role does puppeteering and marionettes play in today's, in contemporary Czech theater?
200 years ago, it was important to keep the language, to build a nation. It had that status 200 years ago, so we don't need that today. But still, we keep the tradition. Schools, children are going regularly twice a year to see puppet show in a professional puppet theater. In Prague, it's typically minor or small groups, or single puppeteers are coming to kindergarten, to schools to perform, and everybody is accepting this teachers and school directors, they are inviting these groups. They have budgets, so it works this way. And there are also groups, professional groups, who are performing for adults. So it's not typically only for children, it's also for adults. And everybody is accepting this, and it's very wide open for any styles. So you can perform, these days you can perform with objects, with a video projection, with anything.
Is this something specific for the Czech Republic, or is this happening elsewhere around Europe and the world?
I can say, like, Central Europe is having this kind of puppet tradition. It's probably less true for America or Australia or some other continents where puppets have not been traditionally built and performed. Puppet theater was not performed so much, but Central Europe, we can say Czech Republic, Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, they have really rich puppets. Poland, also Hungary, the Central European countries, they have rich tradition. And if I go to some festival, puppet festival or theater festival, I still can see experimental theater using objects, puppets, masks, pantomime, music, everything mixed together. So we can say it's not specifically Czech thing. I think specifically Czech thing is that it's really part of education, that we really send children to that theaters, and people accept it as a normal part of culture till today. Yeah.
How have the characters changed? The iconic Czech marionette character is the Kasper. Is he still around?
Not so often. definitely not in as experimental theater. Is no more. But he is still around in that typically children performances. You can find him sometimes in some shows. He improved, like, 100 years ago, this Joker, this Kasper, was like Punch. He was an adult man with a beard man making dirty jokes through the show. That not happening today. Today he's more like child. So he's carved as a child. He is performed as a child. So he's much younger, and his jokes are not so heavy, so dirty anymore. So he's now more for children, like to make fun with children and make some easy jokes with them. Yeah. So he changed during the century. He became younger, not older.
You also run workshops aimed at teaching people how to design puppets for animation and films. What are the perspectives of this particular field, given the rise of computer animation?
Czech Republic is rich with a puppet tradition, but also with animation. Jiří Trnka is well known around the whole world as a film director and animator. And this tradition is still here. We didn't have computers in Czech Republic. It was too expensive. It's still too expensive for Czech Republic to make film with computer technology. Nobody will be able to finance that because the market is too small and they never get the investment back. So we still keep this less expensive technology of amateurs for these puppets for animation. And we became, we became like almost the last country having this tradition with ability to build these kind of puppets. And today we have a lot of students coming from abroad, from United States, who are actually fed up with this 3D computer animation, and they want to build their puppets, they want to use these puppets, they want to touch it with hands. So these people are interested in this, learning this traditional technology, these techniques. So this is typical group. So we have mostly students of computer animation or designers who are coming here, who wants to try something different. So it's very, very successful.
You and your wife have been organizing the festival called Teatro Toč, which brought your students as well as other performers from around the world to the streets of Prague. This year was supposed to be held for the 10th year, but it's not happening. Why is that?
Our original idea was to bring theater to the streets of Prague, to offer it for free as an entertainment in summer, because in summer a lot of theaters, most of theaters are closed, and visitors who are coming from different towns, from Czech Republic, from abroad, they have no chance to see puppetry or other theater because everything is closed. So we had the idea to make the center of Prague more alive, as if you go to Vienna, to Paris, to London, everywhere you can see street performers and people are watching them and everybody's happy. So our idea was, we do the procedure, we offer the space, we make the paperwork, we invite people and we ask City of Prague to help us with a budget, and that never happened. We never get enough money for a festival. We organized 3-day festival for free. People came. We had like 10,000 people coming in that 3 days to see the shows, but it was all on us. It was all on me and my wife and our family budget, and it's not possible to continue anymore. So we are very sorry, but we had to stop.
I was talking there to the puppeteer Miroslav Treitner.